Iraqi forces involved in a security plan have begun the new crackdown. Iraq's Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki says the government plans to close Iraq's borders with Iran and Syria for 3 days. The overnight curfew in Baghdad is being extended by an hour, and new checkpoints have tangled traffic across the city. In addition, U.S. officials have said radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr has left Iraq for Iran, possibly to avoid being captured or killed during the crackdown. NPR's Anne Garrels joins us now from Baghdad. Hello, Anne.
Good morning.
So tell us about this report of Muqtada al-Sadr leaving Iraq. His people have are denying it.
Absolutely. They firmly deny it. And they've issued a statement saying he is in Iraq. They don't say where, but they say he's in the country. And probably more important than where he is in fact, how he and his Mehdi militia are going to respond to the crackdown. His militia is blamed for much of the sectarian strife that erupted after a Shiite shrine was bombed almost exactly a year ago by Sunni militants. And since then, you know, the sectarian map of Baghdad has been redrawn as Shiite militiamen have exacted revenge and pushed Sunnis out of mixed neighborhoods. U.S. officials say Sadr's organization has clearly supported some of these revenge operations against Sunnis, but complicating the issue, they say Sadr has also lost control of many militiamen acting in his name.
It's maybe something to remember that 3 years ago, the Iraqi government issued an arrest warrant for Sadr in connection with the murder of another Shiite cleric. Is it possible he could be arrested now at this point?
No. From what I understand, he is on what's called the no-touch list. U.S. officials understand that capturing or killing Sadr could just make the situation worse. It could turn him into a martyr. But Prime Minister Maliki has lifted his protection of Sadr's aides and militiamen who were alleged to have carried out kidnappings and killings. A few months ago, Maliki balked every time U.S. forces arrested somebody linked to Sadr. Now, U.S. forces have killed or detained hundreds of people from the movement. Last week, U.S. and Iraqi forces arrested the deputy health minister, a key Sadr ally. They alleged he was behind killings and kidnappings, as well as funneling millions of dollars in government funds to the Mehdi militias. So Sadr's not touchable, but his people are.
Does that mean that the U.S. and Iraqi forces will actually go into Sadr City, the slum that is his base of support, as part of this new security plan?
You know, that's the $64,000 question. It's a very sensitive issue, and how U.S. and Iraqi forces will deal with the more than 2 million people in Sadr City is still being discussed. There are negotiations underway. They hope to avoid a big confrontation.
Then what actually is happening as part of this new plan?
Well, it's a slow ramp up. A lot of the additional Iraqi and American troops are still not here, and those that are working on the ground are still coordinating between the Iraqi police, the Iraqi army, and the American forces. The Iraqi general overseeing the operations has said there will be a stricter crackdown on weapons in Baghdad. Up to now, official convoys, or those that look official, have largely avoided searches and haven't been stopped at checkpoints. This has allowed renegade groups to operate. Now, General Abood promises everyone will be checked. He promises anyone who breaks the law will be detained, promising the already overburdened criminal courts will have extra staff to deal with what's expected to be a lot of new detainees. He's also ordered that tens of thousands of Baghdad residents who were illegally occupying houses will have to move in the next 15 days. Now, this took U.S. officials by surprise. It's extremely controversial. You know, people have fled areas where they've been threatened, and they've taken up residence in abandoned houses in areas where they feel safe. And U.S. officials are saying, you know, it would be nice for everybody to, you know, go back to where they came from, but you've got to create security before you order people out.
Anne, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Anne Garrels speaking from Baghdad.